And we are back after that break here for the final hour of Cancel the Cabal on peoplesinternetradio.com. I am Stephen Roberts, and I have my next guest on here. I want to welcome Tressa Grays back to the show. She's been on quite a few times. She's an author, and we're going to talk about her her stalker over in Australia. Hi, Tressa.
Hey, Stephen. Thanks for having me again.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Yes, the stalker in Australia who's trying to do any and everything he can to keep me from moving forward in my life as far as anything goes. Not just book writing, getting out and doing a tour, everything. He wants to harass me from here on out, I think. And even if he did succeed in me ending my book career, which will never happen, he wouldn't even stop then. You know, he would continue because he's always finding some new way to come in and try to criticize me or,
well,
you know.
Let's just go back over the story a little bit, Tressa, in case we have some new people listening and don't really know the story.
Well, I've had Troy Duncan, he worked for me last year. He did book trailers, and just so everyone knows, Troy actually came to me. I never went to him. I didn't even know who he was. He kept sending me messages through Facebook, and the only reason I did give him an opportunity was because of Sam. And he went to work for me doing book trailers, and when I had a paying client that I had published, the paying client wasn't comfortable with Troy, which I had talked to him about many times before because he does scat and masturbation videos. I didn't know any of this when I brought him on, of course. And I told him he needed to stop. I don't care what he does in his own time, but don't do it for the public to see, and he couldn't do that. So eventually I had to get rid of him, and because I wouldn't put up with his scat and masturbation videos, he's now stalking me, he's threatening me, nonstop harassment, and
it's
all
been
this
like,
because...
Well, this is October, so I know it's been like at least back to February, wasn't it, or late
since
January?
He started stalking me, yeah. It started February 28th, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. And it is still going on. And it seems like someone would get bored with doing this nonstop every day, but not for him. And like I told everyone before, I'm not his first victim. I'm just his most extreme victim. He is completely obsessed with me. He can't leave me alone. It's me 24/7. Now he's calling me his, that he's telling people that I am his ex. He's telling people I'm posting photos of my ex-boyfriend and harassing him. And I'm like, no, that is not the case. I think he wanted to be in that spot. I never thought that until I saw him say what he did about ex-boyfriend, ex-lover. And even when people hear the story, they go, is he an ex-lover? He's acting like a jilted lover. And you think about that, and then you look at the video he did, Sunspots by Nine Inch Nails, where he took a bunch of my photos, put it in the video as a tribute, and the lyrics to the video are vulgar. It talks about having sex and stuff, you know? And I don't know what he thought when he came on board. I don't know what he thought this was going to turn out.
I can almost imagine.
it's insane. I mean, he's told people I've stiffed him out of money. Not true. He was never on contract. You know. So he's tried to throw everything at me to get people to turn against me, to get people to believe him, and it's not working out so much for Troy. I mean, things are getting really bad for him, and I think his family. Remember, we posted that video of his wife Cassie with the black eye.
Yeah, it did. I mean, by all appearances, she looked like she had a black eye.
And he never posts videos of her. The whole time I've known him, I've known him for over a year now, he never posted videos of Cassie. Now all of a sudden, he posts one where she has a black eye. That's kind of odd. For someone, and in the video, she didn't want to be videotaped, it seemed to me. I mean, she didn't even look at Troy, you know, and he got a close-up on her. He got a close-up on her eye. And I'm just sitting there watching that video going, wow, because if you remember, he had his daughter come in and start attacking me. She's only 12 years old. She was referring to gay porn sites with me, saying I had a meat spin face. And after I went public with that, which now he'll probably come back, because every time I talk about something he did and he quit doing, he usually comes back even stronger. But he had his daughter coming in and attacking me, and that was through, I think that was mainly through YouTube, if I remember. There's so much that comes through, I don't remember everything, but if memory serves me right, it was through YouTube. But I haven't heard from her in maybe 2 months now, which has been really nice, because I don't want to have to deal with a child getting pulled into this. That's sick on Troy and Cassie's part to bring their 12-year-old into
this. Well, you know, I really wonder what they actually know about what he's done.
His family?
Yeah, whether he tells them one thing and he's actually doing something different.
I know he's telling Bethany, his daughter, stuff that lies. He's telling her lies.
What's
because
that?
He tells her that Sam has an obsession with her, that he wants to be with her. She's a 12-year-old little girl, and she came in and was talking about that, talking about my sick husband's obsession with her or something like that. And I'm like, why would Sam have an obsession with a 12-year-old little girl?
I don't have a clue.
When it's Troy that has the obsession with kids, that's why he's been run off the internet. He's been, I'll tell you one thing, Troy's been threatened by people. And, the cat, I just looked at Candy, she's over there fixing the hack, and she's on my bed. Don't do that. But he's the one with the obsession with kids. He's the one who posts about vulgar comments about his daughter, his 12-year-old, which is insane. And I had sent you some screenshots earlier, and Troy sends me emails nonstop. He posts nonstop. And I had said that I was going to get back out on the road, start doing, because I had my 2016 Bohemian book tour. We were all excited about it. Steven was going to go out with me, Philly, Renato, and
other people too.
Yeah. And I mean, because that's supposed to be at Dick's Last Resort, Bud Light go out with me and all this. And I only got to do a few dates on the 2016 Bohemian Book Tour. And I was so excited because of the name and everything. So what I said was, I'm going to pick up my Bohemian Book Tour, but it's going to be 2017. When I said that, he lost his mind. When I said that I'm releasing 50 Shades of Graves, he lost his mind. And the stalking of Tressa Graves, because we had talked about me doing a nonfiction book on this, and I can't wait to say who gave me the idea for this. I'm not gonna say yet, but where the idea from? Because I wasn't gonna do a book based off this. I didn't want anything to do with this. But come to find out, doxing is a serious problem with men who are cowards and bullies online with young girls and women. So, I decided to go on and do a book. So when I announced that I was going to get back out on the road in 2017, start going to Dick's Last Resort, having Bud Light go out with me, he lost it. He went berserk. And he sent me an email. This was a couple days ago. It says, "Dear, I won't say the name, lady." He calls me two words. Steven will post this. I think he could post this. He says, "Go ahead and post where you will tour. Each venue you announce, you will show up at." Wait, I'm sorry. "Each venue you announce." Yeah, that's how he wrote it. Okay. "Each venue you announce you will show up at will be flooded with videos and audio of Sam harassing little kids at their school, along with everything you have done yourself." He's got a sad face. Both of you are way too stupid to realize all this will blow right back on you, but keep up the good work. Tressa, maybe you should go get that, and I won't say what he said here, instead of being infatuated with a 12-year-old girl you and Sam want to rape. Please keep posting videos of your fake tour and making a fake book. You are very unhealthy and effed in the head. All you could do is smoke meth, and he says something about my elderly boyfriend, which he's meaning Sam. He says, God bless and kind regards. And he says, P.S., Tressa, you are one ugly blank of a woman. Please keep your face hidden. I beg you, keep your crooked eye, herpes, and bad makeup under a veil.
That's you're so ugly. That's why he's infatuated with you. And that's why he made a tribute video.
Oh, yeah. He did the tribute video. He said, also, people literally hate your voice, but that is good. Your own actions make more and more people hate you each day. Good job. And I sent Steven some screenshots of a bunch of stuff that Troy had sent. And he's in for a big surprise because on Meme Generator, he had put a picture up of himself. He thought he cropped the picture and only did from the waist down. He was making memes of it. I found the entire picture, Stephen. If you look at the one with the yellowish-green background,
yeah,
that I said to you, do you see that's Troy, right?
Yeah.
That's Troy standing there. So he didn't know that that picture was going to be up for me to be able to find. So all of the memes that he did, Tennessee herpes crackheads, yeah. And then the one next to it, Tressa Graves licks dead midgets. That's just one of the ones that's tame that I can put up, but that's Troy standing there. So a lot of stuff he's done is coming back. We're finding out more and more about him. As we said last time, he was brought up on attempted manslaughter charges when he was in Marshalltown, Iowa, which we think that's why he left the U.S. 20-something years ago and fled to Australia, which he basically told me that. And it had to do with, he told me internet. But come to find out, he almost killed a handicapped boy who was on a scooter, and now he makes jokes laughing about it, picking on the boy that he almost killed and his mom. And so he has some serious problems. He is dangerous. He's threatened me numerous times. He's always sending me stuff saying he wants me to bleed to death. He's basically put, he's smart when he does this. He puts out videos and he'll say Sam is a child molester. He posted a video of a man who was apparently a child molester, and someone went up to this man, he was in a wheelchair, and shot him in the eye. And he's saying, this is how you get rid of a child molester. And he put up the old home address. And then he posted a video of a woman, like I had said, who had been taken out into the woods by three men. They took dull machetes. They had her hands tied behind her back. They were slicing away at her, stabbing her repeatedly. And they took the three machetes, put them together, and started sawing at the woman's head until she was decapitated. So he wants harm. Whether or not he's too scared to do it himself, I don't know. But he definitely wants harm brought to me and Sam. He's very jealous of Sam. He's very jealous of Sam. He sends stuff through to Sam all the time, trying to talk about me being dirty and stuff, because he can't, I don't think he can handle the thought of thinking that me and Sam sleep in the same bed together, which goes back to the more and more I think about all this.
I haven't studied much psychology, but do you have any clue what gets into someone's mind that has a obsession with anyone, whether it's male or female or anything like that?
Well, someone who has an obsession with someone does what Troy Duncan does. They lose all control. They don't care at one, you know, they don't care what they do when it gets deeper into their obsession, which is what Troy's doing. He doesn't care what's in his way. He's running over every speed bump he comes up against. Remember when I told him I had moved, how he lost his mind?
Yep.
And he was trying to find me?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, he was literally taking background noises and trying to find out if the background noises from my old VidMe videos was the same as my new. That's what someone with obsession does. And he's got it bad. I mean, I'm not, you know, I always told Sam, I don't want people to think, oh, well, you think you're all that, that this guy's obsessed with you. It's not that. If you look at what he's done, it's there. And I'm just now coming to grips with what maybe the problem, you know, what Troy's problem really is. And Sam said the other day, he says, Troy fell in love with you. And I said, no way. And he says, yeah, well, what about this, 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 and
that's,
this?
Yeah, that's the Hollywood effect, the Hollywood starlet effect. The stalker, you know, falls in love with the young actress, or in your case, it'd be the writer, the novelist, and, you know, they're, oh boy, she said hi to me. She's in love with me.
and that's what Sam said. Sam said that whenever you give these people a little bit of attention, they take it and they run with it.
Yep.
And I think that's what happened with Troy, because I told you one time before that he would call all hours of the night even. I mean, and some days I couldn't talk to him all day like he liked. I had work to do. And he would lose it. I would tell Sam, Sam's like, I don't want to talk to him. I got stuff to do. Well, if Sam didn't pick up the phone, he would keep calling. So I told him, I said, just pick it up. Tell him we're busy. Tell him I'm not here. Tell him whatever. Just to get him to stop calling, because we both had business to do. And Troy just couldn't get it in his thick skull that I did not belong to him. It got to one point in time where he was telling me how to run my business. He was wanting to change even my business around and telling me I was making bad decisions.
Yeah, he wanted to, well, even if it was a good idea, it, you know, it doesn't really matter. He wanted to give you the impression that he was better than someone else, maybe.
Yeah, and oh, that's another thing. He was very jealous of Philly. He was very jealous of Phil, because everybody knows me and Phil are very close. And he tried a few times to say stuff about Phil, and Sam took him off to the side and said, if I were you, I wouldn't go there with her, because she'll get rid of you. You know, she's not going to put it. Don't come in to my business and try to boot my guys out of the way who have been with me for a while. And now, I didn't tell you this, I got an email last night. I may have forwarded it to you. He's full-blown on you again. And I think he's full-blown on you because you're sticking beside me. You're there for me like he always wanted to be.
Yeah.
And he sees you there now. So you took his spot.
Well, rivals are, you know, rivals are the enemy to him.
But that's not how it, that's not how it was supposed to be. Nothing that Troy has done was supposed to be the way it is. You know, whenever Troy came on, he came on during the thing, the book that I was doing, the Captain Creepy's book of short stories. Well, I quit that project because Troy, and there was two other writers on there that I didn't want anything to do with. One of the writers was Sean Davis, who lied to me from day one. He contacted me through Facebook, too, wanted me to read some of his stories. This is what happens when I give people a shot. They end up stabbing me in the back, which is what Sean did. Sean told me he was a police officer. He's not a cop.
Yeah, he told me that, too.
He is a bicycle cop at a college. We talked to his supervisor.
Isn't he a security guard? Is that what that is?
I don't even think he's that high. I don't even think he's that high. I think he drives around, he rides around on a bicycle, and he tells college kids, hey, bud, stop it. I got a badge on. You better be good.
I got power.
Yeah, I got power. And that's what he is. He outright impersonated a police officer. And then he took Troy's side.
Well, there's a law against that, you know.
I know there is, and we're looking into that, which he hasn't heard the last of us with that. But we talked to his supervisor. He says, just to let you know, he is not a cop. And my jaw dropped because he always told me he was a police officer, and he wasn't. So I dropped Sean Davis. I dropped another writer. I'm not going to say who he was. I still talk to Steve Island. I still talk to Christian Simmons. But as far as the project on the Captain Creepy Book of Short Stories, that really went very sour. And that's what happens whenever you work with people who aren't professional. And I've learned my lesson with that. I won't be doing that again. But as far as everything goes, I am going to be back out on the road in 2017, the Bohemian Book Tour. Troy says that my book, The Stalking of Tressa Graves, isn't coming out, that it's fake, I'm making it up. That's not true. I'm actually doing the story, which people have no clue severe this has gone.
Plus, you have a novel in the makes about him and his wife and his family, too, don't you?
Well, that is The Stalking of Tressa Graves.
Yeah.
That is the one that will be coming out that's talking about him and Troy and Cassie Duncan. And like I said, he thinks it's fake. He's in for a big surprise. And I'm getting all of the screenshots together now because we're doing a picture book with it as well. And it won't be Tressa Graves Publications that publishes this book. So Troy's got a big surprise coming for him as far as that goes, too. This is going to be big for me, bad for him. I told him a long time ago, everything you do is taken down because you're harassing and stalking. You're doing illegal activities. Everything I do stays up. And which you could go to VidMe, and there's proof of that. He absolutely hates VidMe, too, because VidMe's sticking by me. They're letting me run the dark hours.
VidMe has seen the truth, haven't they? I mean, they're not stupid like YouTube or Facebook. They can tell what the truth is.
Oh, yeah. That's why VidMe is sticking by me. And there's more story on mine and VidMe's relationship that's going to come out. As far as they go, but they, to me, there is no company better than VidMe. They have stuck by me because, like you said, they know the truth. They see everything. Troy's harassed me so much over there. Troy's harassed VidMe. I mean, he's made memes of VidMe. He's harassed the owner of VidMe. He's attacking T-Mobile because he knows T-Mobile's sticking beside me because he's harassed me through my cell phone company. And he's even attacking T-Mobile. So anyone he's attacked.
He's also hack Comcast and get your emails and take over your email one time or?
Yes, he did. He hacked into Sam's email account, and he did a video. Sam had done some security work for Chester Cheetah. Sam's a big guy. And, you know, with me being in entertainment and stuff, he'll go out and do security work for companies, and the Chester Cheetah needed security. So Sam went out and did security for Chester Cheetah. Well, Troy had fried both of our laptops. We haven't, you know, gotten new laptops yet because we're too scared to, you know, put laptops online or anything. So Sam went and got some paperwork printed out at Kinko's. Troy said he had hacked into Sam's Gmail account, and he made a video calling Sam Chester Kinko. And so he openly admitted to it, openly threw this out there for us to see, and he's basically saying, and there's nothing you can do about this. And last night, about 2 o'clock in the morning, Sam got a Google notification saying that someone tried to sign into one of his Gmail accounts. And we have it where I have it with Yahoo and Outlook, and Sam has it where if anyone tries to sign into our accounts now, it comes to our cell phones, and we have to put in a code. So we got that code last night that he had tried to hack into that. So he's still trying. He's still trying.
Yeah.
he's got a hold of, what was it, the CDC, trying to publicly embarrass me with them. I got a hold of them, and they were just appalled by what he would do, considering that's such a serious issue. You know, and I've got a message for Troy. He says that, you know, these venues, when I go, he's going to send them whatever pictures he's done, memes, videos he's done. He's going to send them to try and get these venues to not have me at their place. Well, we are letting people know before we go. If you get anything, this is who it's coming from. This is who it is, this is their address, and this is who you can contact to let the proper authorities know that he is harassing you at your business and your customers. So it won't be too smart for him to go through with that threat. He's done it one time before.
Yeah.
And those people believed him. It was a place in Kentucky, which I'm not going to say, but they're going to hear from us as well. But, yeah, so he's done it before, but if he does it again, I'm up on my game now, and I'm ready to fight him. Before, I was cowering in the corner like his other victims have done, but now I'm standing on my 2 feet with my fist up.
There's been quite a few other victims, too, haven't there?
Yes, there has, and they're scared of Troy.
There's been at least two that I know of, maybe even three.
Yeah, I'd have to sit down and go through it and think of, well, Troy has victims, even with my writer, Christian Simmons. If we talk about victims, Troy even has pirated Christian Simmons' work. That would make Christian a victim, him pirating his work. He pirated my author who come on and paid. He's been pirating his work as well. So Troy has victims everywhere he goes.
You also lost a female friend. A woman you called your friend. She actually did a YouTube video interview of you one time, and she was behind you for the longest time until she left, right?
Yeah, she started a lot of stuff with that, started getting stupid. And when people start to question or to throw something in my lap that I shouldn't have in my lap that they know is not true, is a lie or whatever, I'm done. Because you know what Troy's all about. And if you want to put blame on me for something that's happening, I'm the wrong person to blame, because Troy's not going to stop harassing you because you turn around and blame me. You know? And it's unfortunate. Yeah. It's unfortunate of a lot of things that have happened. With Troy, like with Sean Davis. I mean, he thinks he's so smart, and he's a police officer, and he's doing an investigation and stuff, but yet he wasn't smart enough, being a so-called cop that writes crime novels, to put two and two together to figure out which one was the liar. He thought I was lying on Troy to try and get Troy into trouble. And anyone who has followed this can clearly see who the culprit is here. I mean, he's tried to tell people that mine and Sam's existence ever since we've been on the internet has been harassing people, which is not true. You can go, Facebook is where, I mean, I was on MySpace when that was popular. People can go back and look me up on MySpace and Facebook and look at past posts 5 years ago. No harassment whatsoever. Always me talking about the books, doing photo shoots, where I'm going to be at for a book signing or whatever. It's never been harassment, you know, and I'm very happy because there's only been a handful of people out of everyone on Facebook, my friends and everything, a handful of people that have questioned me and I don't talk to anymore. But people on Facebook and all these groups, they know who I am. Everybody on there knows who the Queen of Darkness is. They may not everyone may know all my books I've written or, you know, certain details about me, but they know who I am when my name comes up or whatever. And in all these groups that I'm in, that I my show in, they know.
Are you getting the callers open?
Yeah, it's okay. I told him I'd call him back in a few minutes.
Is it Sam? But,
yeah.
Okay. Well, I was going to ask you a few minutes ago if you did need to go.
Yeah, I'll just finish what I'm going to say here, and then we can hang out. But people over there know, and they see what's going on with Troy, and they never question me. They support me. They reshare all of the dark hours of Monsters of Melbourne. They share that because they know. And that's something that is going very bad for Troy.
Well,
because people are seeing it.
You know, I keep saying every time I get you on, Tressa, or every time we talk, you know, he wants to be famous, so we'll make him famous.
Oh, he's going to be famous. He's going to be famous. And a lot of this stuff that I have that I'm going to let out in The Stalking of Tressa Graves, the novel, when it comes out, his jaw's going to drop when he sees some of the stuff he thinks I don't have. Like some of the videos up on VidMe right now, the one where he's slobbering all in the camera, he didn't know we had that video.
Yeah.
And I know when he saw it, he was pretty shocked to see that up there because he thought he had gotten rid of that. So there's certain things, and it's like this picture that I sent you that you can post for people to see of Troy standing there and stuff. He wasn't expecting me to find that because he was hiding. It was from the waist down. And now I've found out who was in that picture, and I can't wait for him to see that whenever we post it. So that's just another slap in the face for him. But he's going down. He's weak. He's going down. And all of this is fixing to be behind me. Things for me are picking up. I'm very happy. I want to say thank you to you, to Sam, to Philly, to Renato, to VidMe, who have all stuck by me as far as this goes. And even Facebook. I've had a few problems with them, with Troy reporting me for certain things or whatever. But even Facebook, I had one-on-one contact with Facebook. I had my own guy I was talking to because they knew what Troy was doing. So there's been a lot of people to stick by me. This is almost over. People are watching this unfold. And when the grand finale comes to this, I think people are going to say, I didn't expect that. I didn't expect that ending.
Yeah.
But yeah, so just let people know a little bit more of what's going on. He has not stopped, and he is threatening me again if I go back out on the road, but it's not going to work. And Steven's going to be with me.
All right, yeah.
So I can't wait.
All right. Good to have you on again, Tressa.
Thank you, Steven. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, everyone. I've got about 20 minutes or so for the end of my show here, so I might play a couple songs here, and who knows? I might come back and say a few more words. So we'll be right back here in a few minutes, everyone. All right. I'm going to come in for the last few seconds after that fade out there of the song and the YouTube video. So thank you, everyone, for coming and staying out. And Kira's up next. Talk to everyone next week.